Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Of the many instruments found in the woodwind section of our modern orchestra, the clarinet may be the youngest of the bunch, with its origins dating back to the late Baroque. On Harmonia this week, we'll look at the 18th century clarinet and its repertoire, with a special focus on the recordings of American clarinetist Eric Hopprich. We'll also hear a new release of Heroic Arias by Antonio Vivaldi. Music for Basset Horn Ensemble by Mozart's favorite clarinetist and friend, Anton Stadler. It was performed by the New World Basset Horn Trio. Most modern woodwinds can trace the history of their use in the orchestra to the time of Jean-Baptiste Lully, who promoted their development and incorporated their use in his own music. The flute, oboe, and bassoon owe their continued existence in part to him, yet the clarinet does not. As a post-Lully invention, the early clarinet came to life in Germany, where a close relative of it was well known. The schalamo, as it was called, was already quite popular. Georg Philipp Telemann, who played it early in his career, was perhaps its greatest champion and included it in many of his compositions. Here's a concerto for two schalamo by Telemann, as performed by Musica Antiqua Köln, with soloists Eric Hoprich and Lisa Clevett.
Thank you.
Music by Georg Philipp Telemann for two Chalumeau strings and continuo, performed by Musica Antiqua Köln. On Harmonia this week, we're looking at the early history of the clarinet. The first great composer to write for the Baroque version of the clarinet was Antonio Vivaldi. Not content to have the instrument shine on its own, he usually included a pair of clarinets with pairs of other instruments. We'll hear a movement from one of Vivaldi's concertos for two oboes, two clarinets, strings, and continuo, performed by the Academy of Ancient Music, as directed by Christopher Hogwood. Allegro from Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Oboes, Two Clarinets, Strings, and Continuo, performed by the Academy of Ancient Music, directed by Christopher Hogwood. The clarinet soloists were Eric Hoprich and Lisa Clevitt. Another composer who wrote for the clarinet was Jean-Philippe Rameau, who included a pair of them in a number of his dramatic works, like the overture from Les Boreades.
Thank you.
The overture from Rameau's Les Boreades, as performed by the orchestra of the 18th century, directed by Franz Brueggen. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia, where we're listening to the sounds of the 18th century clarinet. There's probably no greater composer for the clarinet prior to the 19th century than Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Both his clarinet concerto and quintet are generally recognized as true masterpieces. Yet neither of them might have been composed if his connection to the instrument were not the result of a special friendship. He wrote both works for his friend Anton Stadler, who had invented a version of the clarinet known as the basset clarinet. This new instrument differed from the regular version because of its extended lower range. Since Stadler was its inventor and champion, other composers wrote for him as well. Here's the final movement from Mozart's clarinet quintet, performed by Eric Hoprich on basset clarinet and the London Haydn Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Clarinet Quintet in A Major, performed by Eric Hoprich, Bassett Clarinet, and the London Haydn Quartet. On this week's edition of Harmonia, we're looking at the early history of the clarinet. By the close of the 18th century, the clarinet's presence in the orchestra was more or less permanent. Composers went on to write solo concertos for an instrument that was continually developing in its mechanical design. The composer Carl Maria von Weber, who followed Mozart's example, also included it among his chamber music compositions. His Grand Duo Concertant is amongst the most well-known from this genre. The final movement from Weber's Grand Duo Concertant is performed by Melvin Tan, fortepiano, and Eric Hoprich, clarinet.
Thank you.
heard the final movement from Carl Maria von Faber's Grand Duo Concertantes, performed by Melvin Tan, fortepiano, and Eric Hoprich, clarinet. Our new release this week features French countertenor Philippe Jarowski in a recording of heroic arias by Antonio Vivaldi. Selections from various operas are accompanied by Ensemble Matthäus and directed by its leader, Jean-Christophe Spinozzi.
Thank you. di pronto armata mi lizzo vaga per chi far piaccia in mano tenti di grida ridi triunfa in mano tenti di triunfa
Music of Antonio Vivaldi from a CD called Heroes, a collection of Vivaldi's heroic arias performed by countertenor Philippe Jaruski and Ensemble Mateus from a new CD on the Virgin Classics label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.